I'm Troy Coverdale with the latest on the 24-hour News Watch from 1310 KFKA. Windsor police continue to investigate a threat reported through Safe to Tell that forced Windsor Middle School and High School to be placed on lockout this morning. A shelter-in-place remained in effect for more than an hour as police investigated before it was determined the report was unsubstantiated. Windsor police are urging anyone with information about the incident to contact the department. Residents are being warned to be bear aware after a sighting in southwest Fort Collins. A bear seen running around the area of Shields and Harmony Tuesday, according to a Parks and Wildlife social media post. Residents told the Fort Collins Coloradoan they've seen a mother bear and her cub in the area during the past week. CPW warning residents that the best way to keep both humans and bears safe is by removing the bird feeders, garbage, and any pet food on their property to avoid attracting bears. A new neighborhood park in Fort Collins is honoring the history of immigrants. Sugar Beet Park at the southwest corner of Vine and 9th Street has been unveiled as part of the Fort Collins Museum of Discovery's Once Upon a Playground exhibit. It pays tribute to the area historically home to sugar beet fields farmed by migrant laborers at the turn of the 20th century. For more, visit 1310kfka.com. I'm Troy Coverdale with the latest on the 24-hour News Watch from 1310 KFKA. The town of Timnath has reached a settlement in a police brutality lawsuit filed by the former mayor of Windsor. The lawsuit stems from the arrest of John Vasquez in October of 2017, as charges included assault of a peace officer and resisting arrest. A judge tossed the resisting charge, and a jury found Vasquez not guilty of the others. He later sued, claiming the officers threw him over the hood of his car and antagonized him during his arrest. The officers claimed Vasquez was yelling at them and was under the influence of alcohol. There is no video footage of the arrest, as Timnath police did not have body cameras at the time. Timnath's town council plans to vote on ratifying the settlement agreement for $250,000 during their meeting tonight. A female suspected of having a role in a homicide under investigation by Loveland police was killed overnight after exchanging gunfire with SWAT team members. The officers had entered a home in the 3300 block of Chikara Court when they encountered the woman, leading to the gunfire back and forth. One officer sustained minor injuries, according to a spokesman, and was treated at the scene. The 8th Judicial District CIRT team is investigating the incident. For more, visit 1310kfka.com.